Will you please turn to 2 Peter? Second Peter, chapter 3. We'll read from verse 8. But let not this one thing be hidden from you, beloved, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some account of delay, but is long-suffering towards you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heaven will pass away with a rushing noise, and the elements burning with heat shall be dissolved, and the earth and the works in it shall be burned. All these things then begin to be dissolved. What ought ye to be in holy conversation, in godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, by reason on which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements burning with heat shall melt. But according to the promise, we wait the new heavens and the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for being so merciful to us in allowing us to meet together this morning. Lord, we know Thou art present here with us. We do look to Thee to speak to each and every one of us. Prepare us for Thy imminent return. Lord, if Thou shalt come now, will it be by Thy mercy and grace that we all will be raptured and to be with Thee? There is nothing better than that. But, O Lord, if some of us should be left behind, how grateful how tragic it will be. So, dear Lord, we do pray that Thou will speak to each one of us in such a way that when Thou shalt return, none will be left behind, but by the mercy of God, we will all be raptured and to be with Thee in Thy glorious kingdom. We commit this time into your hand. Trust thy Holy Spirit to do the work in thy great name. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we remember before the Lord returned to heaven, he said to his disciples, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then I will return and receive you to myself. This is what the Lord has told his disciples before his return to heaven. Two thousand years have passed. And the Lord seems to be delayed. So the question is very urgent. Why is it? We know the Lord's heart. We know how he must be very anxious to return, to receive his own to himself. But why is it for so long and the Lord is still seem to be delayed? Dear brothers and sisters, I believe it must be wondering in our hearts, why is it so? The only answer is because his own people are not ready. It cannot be that our Lord does not want to return. The only answer is his people have delayed him. But Lord, but dear brothers and sisters, after 2,000 years, as we read the scriptures, we know one thing, that we are living at the end of this age. We believe this age is coming to an end. We believe that we are living at the verge of his return. So it is a very important question to each and every one of us. Are we ready for his return? The Bible tells us at the time of Noah, the Lord revealed to Noah that the end will come. And he asked Noah to prepare an ark. Noah spent 120 years in preparing the ark. And you can imagine while he was preparing the ark, which was an unusual thing, because the earth has never had any rain, any disasters of that kind. So while he was preparing the ark, people must have come and inquire, "What are you doing?" And thank God, Noah used this opportunity to preach the gospel to the people, telling them that the disaster is coming. Be prepared. Receive the Lord Jesus. Enter into the ark when the ark is ready. But people just laugh at him. There is no such thing. But as we all know today, that after the ark was ready, God told Noah and his family of eight to enter into the ark. And the Lord closed the door. When this happened, suddenly rain began to fall. Brothers and sisters, we can imagine when this happened, how people will flock to the door and say, "Noah, open the door for us." But Noah said, "I cannot do it because it was God who closed the door." And the flood came upon the earth. And we know what happened. Now in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord tells us, "As in the days of Noah, sure shall be his coming." Two people were grinding the meal, and we know that it is morning. Two people are working in the field, and that tells us it is in the daytime. Two people were sleeping, and it must be night. Not because there have been six people, no, only two people. But it shows us that the earth is round. In some place, it is early morning when the woman should be grinding the meal. In other place, at the same time, it must be daytime when people will be working in the field. And at the same time, in another place, it must be night. People have been sleeping. Not that there are six people. There are only two people. These two people represent the Christians, so-called, that will be living at the time on the verge of the coming of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we are living at such a time. But we all know that the number of the church is 12. Here you find the 2, but where are the other 10? Now, as you read on in Matthew 25, we are told about the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins, they were Christians. They have the torch. They are going out to meet the Lord. But because the Lord seems to be delayed, they all fell to sleep. And actually, these 10 represents all the Christians throughout the ages. They were all waiting for the Lord's return from the first century onward. And because the Lord seems to have delayed, they fell asleep. That is to say, they died. So the 10 virgins in Matthew 25 represents all the Christians throughout the centuries that have died before the coming of the Lord. And what is left are the 2. So you have the perfect number, the number of 12. Now, brothers and sisters, that shows us how we are at this very juncture. Many Christians have died in the Lord, and we who are His are the living one. But the day is coming when the Lord shall return, and those who are alive will be taken, and later on, those who have died in Christ will all be raised. As the Bible said, until we shall all meet Him in the air, and that will be the period of judgment. As some people told us, one day suddenly, those who are still living, they may be driving, and you can imagine, suddenly the drivers disappear. What chaos it must be on this earth. But those who are taken by the Lord, they are the people who are waiting for the Lord. You know, outwardly, you couldn't see the difference. Those who are working in the morning. They both work. Those who are working in the field, they both labor. Those who are sleeping, they both sleep. I often tell people, don't be afraid to go to sleep. Go to sleep tonight. Rest up. But even if you are sleeping, should the Lord come, you will be taken if you have been ready. Imagine what will happen when suddenly people are driving, they disappear. What chaos it must be. Imagine suddenly people who are sleeping disappear. Why? Because the Lord has come. So, brothers and sisters, do not imagine that this day is still far away from us. If you still that kind of thought, I'm afraid when this shall happen, you will be left behind. So may I warn you, brothers and sisters, according to the scripture, we are living on the verge of the return of the Lord. The Lord may return in any moment. It is my wishful thinking that we are meeting here this morning. The Lord returns. Suddenly, the whole place was empty. Thank God for that. But I'm afraid if this should happen at this moment. Now, do not think it cannot happen at this moment. I truly believe that this can happen to us because we are on the verge of the coming of the Lord. If this should happen at this moment, brothers and sisters, can you just sit here as if nothing will happen? So it is the burden of my heart. Brothers and sisters, we are living on the verge of the coming of the Lord. It is a thrilling time, but it is also a terrible time. To those who have been waiting for the Lord, it is a glorious time. But those who have wasted their life on earth after they have believed in the Lord Jesus, it will be a great regret. Because the Bible tells us, they will be in outer darkness with gnashing of teeth. In other words, because they are saved. Not because they are unsaved, they are left behind. They are saved. But because they have been saved, so they knew what had happened. And it was a great regret in their lives. Gnashing of teeth means greatly regretting what they had done. So, dear brothers and sisters, if we do not want to regret better be prepared. What happened to the bad servant? He thought the Lord will not come so soon. So he began to eat and drink and enjoy his life. He even beat his fellow servants. But suddenly, the Lord shall return. And what happened to that bad servant? The Bible tells us he will be cut into two. He will be cast into outer darkness. He will be left behind of the kingdom age, the glorious kingdom, 1,000 years rule with Christ Jesus. And that would happen to the bad servant. This is what the scripture has told us. So, dear brothers and sisters, on the one hand, we thank God that we are living at this time. But on the other hand, we do sense the seriousness of our time. Are you being ready if the Lord should return at this moment? Imagine one day all over this world, suddenly some who are driving on the road disappear. What chaotic situation it would happen at this moment. But the Bible tells us this was exactly what will happen. Those who are ready for him will be taken. But those who will be left behind, the Bible said, they will be cast into outer darkness with gnashing of teeth, that is, of great repentance. So, brothers and sisters, you can choose whether you want to repent now or you want to repent afterwards. You are blessed If you repent now, if you at this moment give yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, search my heart. See if there's any evil within us. Cleanse me with the precious blood, that we may be ready for you at any moment. Brothers and sisters, you will be the blessed one. But what if you are careless? You may enjoy yourself today. You may comfort yourself by saying that, by the grace of God, I'm saved. So if I'm saved, I'm forever saved. So let me eat and drink and enjoy my life today. You think you're wise, but how foolish you have been. So, dear brothers and sisters, we are living at this kind of time. You cannot afford to be careless. Be prepared. The Lord may come at any moment. He has waited long enough. I always hope that he will come back at my time. I remember Brother Nee told us, once he was walking with Miss Barbara, and you may have heard, Miss Barbara was one who really loved the Lord. He came to China to preach the gospel. A number of young people really held by him. And Watchman Nee was one of them. One day, he and Watchman Nee was walking together. And as they turned the corner, he told Watchman Nee, what if when we turned the corner, we met the Lord? She is a person who has been waiting for the Lord all her life. She came to China when she was young as a missionary. She taught in a girls' school. But because of her love for the Lord, the students came to him, and he caused his fellow teacher jealousy. So they accused her of some crime that she did, which he never did. But she was one who did not want to defend herself. So she was sent back to England under disgrace. But he was silent before the Lord. And the Lord vindicated him. After he was vindicated, he was at that time meeting with Penton, D.M. Penton, in London. B.A. Penton was one who loved the Lord and greatly used by the Lord, especially in prophecy. But he felt the Lord wanted her to return to China. She came back to China, not being sent by any missionary group. She came by faith. But her fellow missionaries in China, did not receive her. So she went to live in a small place. And then she just gave herself to prayer. It was her prayer that attracted a number of college students. Brother Neil was one of them. And these college students were greatly helped by her. Her tomb was still in Fuzhou. He served the Lord through her life. And Brother Dean used to tell us how he was helped by her. You know, at that time, Brother Neil was in college, a young man who loved the Lord, but full of human zeal. He often quarreled with his fellow workers because one of his fellow workers was older, 5 years older than him. And he always felt that he was right. So he went to Miss Barber, trying to vindicate himself. But Miss Barber always tell, he is 5 years older than you are. Obey the older one. And Brother Lee used to tell us, at that time he was so frustrated. Because I was 5 years younger, I have to obey the one who is wrong. And because he is 5 years older than I am, he did not understand at that time. But thank God, gradually he learned the lesson. So, brothers and sisters, I feel very deeply impressed that probably when we turn the corner, we find the Lord. This is the way we are living at this moment. So, dear brothers and sisters, we thank God for giving us this opportunity that we may come together. To prepare ourselves for the Lord. Are you ready? Do you still think that there still will be time? You can enjoy yourself because you are saved anyway. But you do not know how much you have lost. You will lose the kingdom rule of 1,000 years with the Lord. You will be in darkness, weeping, regretting for what you have done. But thank God, He will never desert you. Even you may have deserted Him, He will never desert you. But that's under me. You will never be punished. You will be punished. So the Bible tells us very clearly, during the kingdom age of 1,000 years, when the overcomers of the church will rule with Christ from heaven to earth, those who are defeated Christians, real Christians, but who have used their life on earth loosely, they will be in outer darkness, suffering, weeping, regretting. So, dear brothers and sisters, which will you choose? Will you choose to repent now and be ready for the Lord? Or will you choose to enjoy your remaining life, short period, but lose the kingdom glory? I think you're wiser. So, dear Heavenly Father, dear brothers and sisters, I urgently beg you, be ready for the Lord now. Do not think that His coming will be delayed. Most likely, if by the grace of God, we will see Him coming back during our lifetime. This is the most blessed thing. This is the thing that we are waiting for. But are you ready? Are you still loving the world, thinking that you are saved anyway, so you can now enjoy the world, but you do not know how much you have suffered, you will suffer. 1,000 years ruling with Christ in glory, in comparison with a time in outer darkness, weeping and repenting. Which do you choose? So with deepest hope, brothers and sisters, I hope that our time here, this time, will not be wasted. But every one of us will be ready for the Lord. Now it is true that if you want to be ready for the Lord, you have to suffer to a certain degree. Because you have to deny yourself. You have to learn to follow the leading of the indwelt Holy Spirit. The Lord has given His Spirit to each one of us. And His Spirit, who dwells in our spirit, is very careful in leading us in the way of the Lord. And that is the reason why, after you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will not be able to live as you lived before. The indwelt Holy Spirit, His real small voice, is leading us. Do you obey? If we obey, we may have to give up something. Our soul life. But that's worth it. I remember before I was saved, I used to spend my Saturday in theaters. Even though my father was a pastor, and yet I was usually in the theaters. After I was saved, people told me that I shouldn't go to the theaters. I used to quarrel with them as I choose what I look at. If it's good theater, if it's good, why can I not do it? But even though I say it that way, I knew something must be wrong. So I tried to keep from theater secretly, lest I fail. And sure enough, the enemy knew if I was in that position. A Christian movie came to Shanghai called Noah's Ark. And people sent tickets to my family. Oh, how I debated within myself. I haven't been to a theater for a few months. I thought it was quite an accomplishment. But now this temptation was too great. So I succumbed to it. I went there. For 2 hours, I sat in that theater, looking at the scene. It was the dirtiest scene I've ever seen. I debated in my heart. I told myself I had to get out. But I sat there. For 2 hours I suffered. And thank God that delivered me from theater. By the grace of God, I haven't been to a theater. Now, I won't say I haven't been to a theater, because when there was gospel meeting in the theater, I did go. But anyway, I was delivered from that theatrical thing. Am I glad about it? Thank God I'm glad about it. I was not under bondage anymore. I was freed by the grace of God. So, dear brothers and sisters, this time when we come together, we are very serious. Don't put it away as if there will be still opportunity for you to repent and return. Brothers and sisters, this is the time. Repent. Return. Your soul may suffer, but your spirit will be saved. So, dear brothers and sisters, we come here not just to enjoy ourselves. We come here for eternal enjoyment. May the Lord show mercy to every one of us. Do not allow the pleasure of this life to enable you to miss the glorious kingdom of 1,000 years. So may the Lord help us. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we want to thank you that again and again you remind us of what you have prepared for us. You want us to be what you want us to be, that we may really follow thee with our whole heart and be willing to take up the cross, to deny the self, and to follow thee. Lord, may this be the ambition of each and every one of us here. Lord, what if you should return now? Hopefully, this auditorium will be emptied. None will be left behind. And that is the prayer that we ask you. In your name, amen.
We do thank the Lord that He's spoken to us again this morning. We do believe the Lord is calling us to this moment of choice. You know, our brother David talked about these large